So what is freedom? What does that mean? Is freedom doing what you really want to do? Only what you want to do? Is freedom an idea, a concept of freedom? A dream, an imagination of freedom? What is freedom for you? What do you really long for when you long for freedom? How do you imagine freedom to be? Or perhaps you know the freedom that is right now already. And that's the freedom that I'm pointing to, the freedom that is right now already. I'm not talking about the freedom that depends on what you're doing, where you are, or even how you feel. I'm talking about the freedom that is never disturbed, no matter what is happening. The freedom that is right now, that freedom, without you needing to do anything or be any different to the way you are right now. I'm not talking about anything spiritual. I'm not talking about anything that belongs to any tradition or any religion or any concept. I'm talking about the freedom that you know, that in fact you can't not know. This is the freedom of who you really are, beyond the idea of who you think you are. And it seems that it plays out in this play of life, that we are apparently separate individuals that live separate lives. And in that playing out, it feels like we are limited, that sometimes we don't feel free. Sometimes we feel very restricted. Sometimes this is painful. And there are moments in this playing out of the life that we live, the moments of an experience of freedom, an experience of less pain or less restriction. And then the experience changes. So what I'm pointing to is not an experience of freedom or less restriction. What I'm pointing to is the freedom that is untouched by any experience. So this message may not be what you want to hear necessarily, because I'm not talking about a way of improving your life. I'm not giving you anything that you can do practice. Because if I were to do that, it would be implying that there is something wrong with you. Something that you need to improve. It would be confirming every thought that says, this right now isn't good enough. And by confirming that, it is confirming the idea that you are not already free. So this message is the opposite. It is stripping you naked. Recognizing the freedom that you are already, beyond ideas, beyond beliefs, beyond experience. Losing everything. By everything, I mean no longer believing in concepts, thoughts. Losing everything that feels safe and secure, familiar. Because that's what thought does. When thought labels or separates, or does whatever it does, that is believing that is believing that you are not free. It's something to hold on to. Something that makes you perhaps feel protected and safe. But at the same time, it can also feel like a prison. If everything is always safe, there can often be a longing to break out, break free, to live on the edge, to live dangerously. And that is what I'm talking about. Not knowing how to live. Not knowing how to be. Not knowing what to say, how to behave. It's not relying on those concepts and beliefs. And this can feel frightening at first, or even continually. Because we're so used to believing in those safety mechanisms of thought. We're so used to having something to hold on to. And the nature of thought is that it just wants something to hold on to. So it wants an answer. So you may have questions, and that's natural. That's thought trying to figure it out, trying to get something. But you won't find any answers here. And if you think that you do find an answer, then that's thought's way of trying to hold on to something again. And that's absolutely fine. It's about noticing how thought works, what thought is, what thought does naturally. Not trying to change thought. Not trying to stop thought. Including thought. Including emotion. Including everything. Including whatever is right now. Nothing is missing, nothing is lacking, nothing is needed right now. When thought isn't believed in, there is no problem. Because it is only thought that says, right now isn't good enough. Without believing in that thought, literally right now, it's absolutely fine. Just sensation, sound, visual image. Not happening for any reason. Not going anywhere. Nothing to get. No one owning literally what is happening right now. No one needing anything from what is happening right now. But it is quite natural for thought to come back in and say, yeah, but what about in my regular life? What about when I leave this meeting and I have a busy mind? What about then? How do I maintain this? You don't maintain this. You don't need to maintain anything. Experience comes and goes. Experience changes. Calm, craziness, chaos, emotion, peace, joy, anger, the whole spectrum. That is life. Life experiencing itself as that. So when this experience changes, that's life experiencing itself as that. And if thought says, yes, but I'd prefer that nice peaceful experience to continue forever. So what? That's what thought says, but thought can't control the way life is. Thought would like a perfect experience, but life is just not like that. It doesn't fit into those boxes of thought. Life includes ups and downs, good and bad. Nothing is excluded. Nothing is limited to an idea of the way it should be. So this message is beyond all spiritual concepts. You may have read about how it's supposed to be. You may have heard about how it's supposed to be. How I'm supposed to feel when I wake up, or how I'm supposed to feel or experience life when I realize myself, or however you've heard it. But those ideas are a dream. An imagined future that one day I will feel totally different and it will be perfect. A nice dream, beautiful dream, but a dream. What I'm pointing to is not a dream. It is the way it is. recognizing the nature of the way it is, the nature of life. And that is beyond thought, beyond what you think, beyond how you think it should be, seeing how it actually is. So please feel free to come up and we can explore this together. You don't have to have anything prepared. You don't have to have a particular question, although you are welcome to have that. And just see what happens. I have no idea what to say, so if you have no idea what to say, then we're in the same boat.